So just give me some background now.
Hi, who are you?
Hi, Puneet. I'm a peer in the IT man.
Okay, that's great. i7?
Yeah, we're working on i7.
Wow. We're all looking forward to i7 and what kind of features it has. So why don't you tell us more about it?
Sure. I'll take you to the poster here. You want to come along with me? There's some of the real cool stuff in i7. Okay, this talks about the real cool stuff that's coming here in i7. Okay, so one of the things that a lot of people have heard about already is star browsing.
Yep,
yeah. So apart from star browsing, we have a lot of other things also. So enhanced security, RSS features, all that are not supported in i7. So we here in IDC team and IE, we also have a lot of stuff done for i7. So we are specifically working for IT pros here, people who are corporate agents, and we are like policy enable our stuff, and we are now coming up with the tools, which is like giving support for IE across all corporate, across ISPs and across ITs.
That's great. So why don't you tell us some of the most exciting features about i7. What do you think would be the big hit?
Another thing,
and how do you see it competing against something like Firefox?
Oh yeah. If you look at the market shares right now, I think IE is like already doing great. And going ahead will be like, it'll be just simply amazing. I can say that for sure, because I've been through it. So RSS is like one of the coolest things that's going to happen in IE, being support for the real simple syndication, as we call it.
Right.
And apart from that, well, yeah, tab browsing. And this is something which most customers were really looking forward to. And we've taken their feedback and put it into IE.
Okay.
Tab browsing, another cool thing. Yeah. Apart from that, you can add all these into favorites, as you can see there. So it's not just about, you know, simple usability that we talk of. It actually provides a far better, easier environment for you to use.
Okay.
It's really cool to work on.
So hello, this is Caroline. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Siddhant. I'm working as a desk in the IE17 here at IDC.
Okay, that's fantastic. How about you?
Yeah, my name is Balasubramaniam, working as a desk in the IE team.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Hi, this is Jasagar, and I'm an SED 2 in the IE team.
Great.
This is Charumi, and I'm SED in IE team.
Okay, that's fantastic. So why don't you guys tell us more about what IE7 is going to offer compared to Firefox? Why is it going to be better? Why is the IE7 experience going to be better than IE6?
Yeah, experience with Dante.
You got to try to find out how it's actually different or not. So I would actually suggest that most people try it out and see how it actually performs. And as I've been using it from day one, and it's been just amazing. It's so simple to use as compared to Firefox and Opera, that I don't think, you know, there is any competition there. It is coming from Microsoft, yes, so I'm a little biased that way. But as an experienced user of IE6, you know, I think it's something that's valued. Tab browsing is the main selling feature, but there is, you know, a lot of things which are coming out, like RSS and some, I'm sorry.
Anti-phishing is like
anti-phishing.
Yeah. Things which a lot of people don't know about right now.
Tell us more about it, Puneet.
Sure.
What is
one of the security features here? And typically, you know, sites and all those spam mails which give you links to certain websites, which are just replicas of the exact websites, but they just look like it, so they basically ask you to put the credit card information and all. So these are phishing sites, as they're popularly known as.
Right.
So IE, Microsoft in turn is maintaining a database of all these sites. So IE, whenever it figures out such a site, it actually goes to the database and checks for it. So in case there is a phishing site, it's actually from the user to say that this is a phishing site, and it will warn the user first.
That's a fantastic security announcement.
Exactly.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So you were saying this is going to be better than Firefox and Opera. I'm an Opera user. Why should I shift to i7?
Okay. Are you working in Microsoft?
Yes, I am. I should prefer Opera.
No, we just turn the camera around and I'll fix it together. Get your picture in the face. But besides, like, you know, as we highlighted the security features, it's about, you know, making it simple for people to use. And tab browsing is just one of them. But in terms of, you know, improved accessibility, the UI itself is taking a major, you know, switch. And you'll find a lot of differences between, you know, the way IE6 and IE7 is presented. One of the things is basically just, you know, in fact, you know, you'll find that, you know, like half the buttons are gone because we are making it based on research on how people actually use IE, they're changing the UI. And they really say that, you know, okay, like, just a minimum amount of buttons, clean and simple UI. That's the focus.
Right. So that's the first thing I noticed as well. You just have the back, the go back, go forward, and the refresh button.
Right.
And the stop and refresh is the same button, if I'm not wrong.
That's right.
I think that's really nice. It cleans the clutter.
Exactly. So we are making it simple according to, you know, what we have received from the user, you know, their perspective. And we are changing our UI that way. So some of the features actually which we are adding in terms of security is
restoring IE to default is a feature that you don't get messed up with. If you get messed up with IE so much, like you are not able to use it, and you have just this one button to save you off. And this button will like restore you to the previous Windows installation state. So it's like you are back to normal.
Is this something like Windows Restore?
No, not really. It's only to only the settings of IE get restored so that you are able to use IE after this.
Okay.
Similar in the concept. I mean, suppose you know you have IE7 and by mistake you install, you know, Google Toolbar for instance, right? So by mistake, you know, something like this happens. So you press this button and you know it immediately, you know, things are back to how it should be.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So you guys want to talk about features?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working on a feature called IEAK, which is not for just private people, like people like us, common users, for the corporate,
right,
who wish to really customize their IE, so that the users really gonna feel that it's not from Microsoft, it's from their own company.
So you're the person who does, who creates the IEAK?
No, I'm the test part of the IEAK.
Okay.
Well, there's one more guy called Shreya out there who is doing the real coding for that.
Okay.
Somewhere there.
So yeah, it allows you to customize the browser to the needs of the corporation, to the organization. They can change, they can play around with the logos, they can play around with the settings, default settings the users get.
Right.
So that everything looks like customized off the shelf to you. The user doesn't have to go bother himself to configure things in an organization. Everything is set up.
Right.
That IEAK is a feature.
So what does IEAK stand for? I have used IEAK before, and what are the new features you're going to be adding to IEAK now?
I generally add when IE7 has got a lot more new settings than compared to IEAK. So all these settings are again customizable, and so IEAK7 will take care of the customization of the new settings that they are adding. And the IEAK 6 wizard was a bit too big and wasn't so easy, like it wasn't so easy for the user to understand, for the administrator who's considering to understand. So this latest IEAK has a lot number of pages cut down, it's a lot simpler, the UI is really good, it's so simple.
I really love the earlier one as well, so I'm sure it'll get only better.
It should, at certain it'll get better.
So it stands for administration kit, or not?
Yeah, administrative kit.
Okay. That's great. Okay, thanks. Watch.
That's all right, huh? How about that?
So hi, who are you?
I'm Sandy. I'm the lead at Microsoft IDC and working in my IT.
IE17.
Yeah, and our responsibilities basically include we own the IT profiler here at IE, which means that we own the Longhorn persona called
Longhorn? Is it still called Longhorn?
Windows Vista persona for ICO. So the main focus of most of our releases and most of the features that we work on are the IT admin, who basically manage large corporations. So we own features like group policies, IEAK, RID, which is like restoring IT calls.
Great. So we've just been hearing about the new features in IEAK, and so there was the other thing you talked about where you can restore IE. So
yeah,
what is that called again?
Restore IE to default.
Okay.
Basically, that if IE is over customized, it can reach to a state where it's not usable anymore. And in past, it has reached to a lot of PSS calls. And to be
so this is the plugins essentially?
It can be plugins, it can be like customized user settings like security and privacy and content and the options to like whether to save files or share passwords or not share passwords.
Okay.
It can be basically all the user customizations that are available to IE.
Okay.
And what this feature will do is when it's customized, when customer gets into this over customized state, and in user cannot use IE anymore, these commands can be run by either the IT admin or the PSS that's in call to restore the IE back to default, where all the history and favorites and everything is restored to just to the state like IE is newly installed,
But does it lose my favorite as well?
It will end up losing the data, but at the same time it is giving you a clean space where you can kind of start from scratch.
Right, but you always have a file name, import, export,
right,
for the table.
Right.
That's right. So can we have a look at the what we can look at IE7? How IE7 is going to look like?
Yeah. So these are all the tag features. So for example, if I'm browsing say a new site. Tab browsing basically allows me to like mark my various news to open into a new tab. See the news coming up in this new tab with a central mouse button click. And while I can still browse my page.
Can you do the central mouse button thing?
Yeah.
That's for opening a new tab.
Yeah. So when I click on this, it's going to open a new tab over here. And I can still look into whatever news I was still reading at. I can also get like tab preview. And then navigate to the tab that I need based on whatever page it has opened. Like
this
I can go back here or I can go back here. I can create favorites of the tab. So now I can add a group of these tabs to favorites so that next time when I open the page, I can just open all these pages at the same time. Then I can have RSS feed. So for example, I can get MSNBC's top moderate denied now in this form of RSS feed. And I can subscribe to the feed, and so that's kind of going to be kind of the next phrase after search and browse, right? It's like the subscribe. This is where you can have like RSS feeds and history and favorites and
can you see the feeds one again?
Yeah.
No, on the left, on the 3D thing.
Oh, this one? Actually, I don't have any feed subscribed right now, so it's not showing up over here. But it should, if I have.
You can actually drag all the feed tabs and bring them there.
Which one? Oh, these?
Yeah, you can select multiple tabs and you can drag them.
On to favorite?
Yeah, I think this works.
Okay, maybe I'm not doing it right now. So this is where all my news, now today, so like, now I can go here and these are my, this is new IE printing, where IE is now going to allow it to shrink to print. So in IE6 basically I will lose all this side content, right?
Right.
My HTML page isn't formatted well. But now with shrink to fit, IE will now allow me to kind of print this entire news without actually losing a lot of my critical data on the page.
That's a great feature.
So now with this search engine, I can now set my engine to, I can choose the provider that I want to search using by default. So when I try to search something on this, if I try to go to some site now, which is either like semi-spelt or then I can get the Google search routed to, wow.
So you do have an option to use
So now I can set up my search engine to be Google, basically. And the RID feature that is supposed to come out, it's exactly for these type of sites. So now, for example, this site would ask me, do you want me to be set up at your home, at your homepage?
Right.
And if a noise user ends up in clicking OK and sets this page as his homepage, which he doesn't want, and these type of customizations basically can make his IE to almost unusable. Then there will be an option to go from to option advanced, and there will be a button or available over here which will be like this story or advanced setting. Okay, it's not there at all, but it's supposed to add where it will basically, when click on this button, they will get like their home page, all the other settings, the security settings, the privacy settings to the install time, which basically is making their IE usable now from the over-customized state that they got IE.
That's great.